What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and the devil and all his devices. Today, we are talking about polygyny, which is a form of polygamy. And this is the five hangups women have about polygyny. As you know, we talked about, does God support polygamy? That was our last sermon. And we found that he does. He definitely supports a form of polygamy called polygyny. That's when a man has multiple marriages concurrently. And we also talked about why people don't like polygyny and why they prescribe monogamy. And a few objections that people try to use in regards to the scriptures to say that polygyny is something we shouldn't practice or that it's sinful or something like that. So we discussed all of that. And so now we're going to talk about the hangups of it, because aside from the actual truth of the Bible showing you that polygyny is just a normal thing that men practiced, it wasn't even probably called that. It was just, hey, I'm gonna take up another wife. Nobody's thinking about it. You know, it's just what we do, right? Aside from that evidence, women will still have an issue with it. And men may have an issue with it too. So I'm gonna talk about the five different hangups that women have about polygyny and try to give you some understanding about it. So the first one here is what women will say is, my man belongs to me and I won't share him. My response to that is, you don't get exclusivity over his life as a husband has over his wife. All right. You're coming from an egalitarian mindset where you think men and women are the same. Men have possession over their wives. We've seen this all in scripture. We see that in Genesis chapter 2, verses 18, that the woman was made for the man. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 and 9, the woman was made for the man. You see all in the Old Testament how women were property, and they still are to this day. And so as a woman, if you're thinking to yourself, your man is your property, you're not thinking correctly. No, you're his property. That's the way it's set up. That's how God created it. There's another scripture that a woman is bound to her man as long as she lives, to her husband as long as she lives. So she's property of him. And so if you think into yourself, well, I'm not sharing my man because, you know, you have no right to even say that. And you notice in scripture, there was no woman in the scripture talking about, I'm not sharing my man and all this kind of stuff, because they understood that that's not how this works. You know, but because women have been told through feminism, this kind of centric society, the egalitarianism is that men and women are the same. And so this idea of exclusivity must also pass on to the man. See, women understand that they're exclusive. They can't get into somebody else. But the man is free to have as many wives as he wants to take on. But the woman is, she's bound to him and she is exclusive to him. She can't have another man on the side. Okay, that would be polyandry, as we talked about. So this idea of he belongs to me and I'm not going to share him, it's selfishness and it's possessiveness. You can't put that on a man and tell him you can't be with anybody else. You're self-centered. That's not how God designed men. You can't take away his biological right to mate with and marry another woman. However, throughout these talks, if polygyny obviously is not for you, then don't do it. Don't get involved in a marriage with a man who is polygynous. Okay. Now, if he changes his mind down the line, let's say you get married and everything was about monogamy, and then he realizes that he can be polygynous, then you're going to have to go with that. Or you're free to leave. If he says he's going to bring another woman in, you're free to leave if that's not something you want to be a part of. All right, that's the first hangup that women have. The second hangup that women have is they'll say stuff like, I get jealous and envious. All right, and I appreciate women that are open about their issue. That's a heart issue. And I've seen women, you know, when I was dating women in the past, they would often say things like this to me. I'm selfish. I'm this, I'm that. But they never said, I'm trying to overcome that. I'm trying to change. It was weird that they would say things like that. And I tend not to deal with those women because they're obviously thinking that those attributes of their life are somehow normal and they're just going to be there. You know, like, no, you should be trying to work past selfishness and jealousy and envy. So just talking about jealousy and envy, the main difference between envy and jealousy is that envy is the emotion of coveting what someone else has, while jealousy is the emotion related to fear that something you have will be taken away by someone else. in this case, your man that you're getting affection from and attention from is going to be taken away from you by another wife. Or you envy the other wife because she has maybe she's more beautiful, or she has other talents, or she's bringing other gifts or value to the family. So this is understandable that this would go through a woman's mind. But I specifically believe this is coming from a gynocentric programming. This is why women are like this, you know. However, in every family, if you just look at it from a child's perspective, if you got four kids and a new kid is being introduced, some of the older kids may think, maybe I won't get the attention that I used to get from my parents because of this new kid. And they may feel jealous of that new kid. Well, jealousy is a sin. It's a problem. It's a human condition that's causes issues. So that needs to be dealt with. And we're going to talk about a little bit of that here now. So when you're talking about jealousy, you're talking about a fear of losing affection or attention to another wife. And that's a problem with yourself. You got to ask yourself, okay, why do I feel like my husband that's been with me is now going to shift all his attention to this other woman? Is something wrong with me? You know, and usually it's maybe you're not doing your best. And so you feel like that's going to happen, or you're insecure, or whatever the issue is, you got to put that aside. You have to choose to either get rid of jealousy or not be in that relationship. All right. Another thing here is envy has to do with comparing yourself to somebody else and not focusing on your own strengths or improving your weaknesses. Instead, you seek to tear down the other person. And so when a wife is envious of another wife, she's not focusing on herself. Like, as a wife, you ought to be focusing on the value that you bring to the family and not looking at the other wives. Were they prettier than me, or they, or all this other stuff? You got to just focus on what you bring to the table, because he married you for a reason. And you got to get your focus off these other women. You got to just focus on what you got to do for your husband, how you contribute to the family, and be content with what you're doing. If you have weaknesses, then strengthen those weaknesses. Don't be just saying, well, I'm not going to change, and just be upset with somebody else who's better at that. If you can be a woman that is not that submissive at times, and your husband gets a woman that's more submissive, you can't be upset with her because she's more submissive than you are. Be submissive. Be cooperative. You know, don't fight with him back and forth. If the other woman is just smooth and calm, collected, does what he says, but you can't be envious of her. You can't be envious of how she looks. She was born with how she looks. You can't be envious of that. You know, you just got to work on you and be the best you can be. These are things that you have to work out in yourself, you know. And just like I said, if you got a family of kids, there's going to be times when one child may be jealous of the other. You got to sit and talk about that. The man, the husband has to sit and talk about that. But as a woman who's older, that's something you also have to deal with within yourself. If a man married you, most likely he has a place for you, and he values you. And just because he has other women doesn't mean that he's going to not give you what you need within the family. So these are heart issues that must be addressed before the Lord. All right. That's unacceptable for a woman to be jealous and envious in a household. Envy is a sin that it leads to all kind of evil. Jealousy is the same thing. So anyway, that's the second hang up that women have. Another hang up that women have is they'll say stuff like, it's all about multiple sex partners. This man is just a freak. He's just a lust-filled dog, and that's why he's getting all these women. That's what polygyny is about. It's really about sex. Well, it is about sex, and it's not sinful. Stop saying a man's a lust-filled dog when it's his biological drive that's leading him to acquire other women, all right? It's normal for him to do that. You need to understand that men are on 24/7 as far as their sexual drive is concerned. They are producing semen every day, all right? They are horny every day. They got a lot of testosterone flowing through them. They're designed to be having sex and to be having sex with all these women. So it's important that they have those women to have access to. All right. But for women, you have desires and cycle. You can be aroused, but you have a cycle. Okay. You ovulate a certain period of time within the month, and that whole week, or, you know, 3 to 4 days, you're aroused. You really want to have sex. Men are like that all the time. All right. So you're thinking like your man is like a woman. Once again, it's this egalitarian mindset in some cases where the man is like a woman. He's not. There's nothing wrong for him to be that way, because that's how a man is. That's how men are built. Women are built differently. Women like sex, but they don't like it as much, or they don't desire it or go after it as much as a man does. Because a man is, he's built to procreate. Another thing about this is banging one woman all the time gets boring. All right. But sexual variety is better. So when a man can have sex with another wife and feel her and how she is and how different she is, it's very satisfying, and it keeps the man healthy spiritually and physically. Okay, we talked about good sex and how all the importance of good sex. See, God created this not just to procreate, but it's a health thing. It's a physical thing, and it's a spiritual health thing. It's not just, oh, these guys just want to. When a man has an orgasm, he releases so much spiritual toxins. Orgasms help you as a person, as a man. It's very healthy for a man to be having a lot of orgasms. You know, this is part of just health. So stop hating on sex and saying that this man's some lust-filled, sinful individual. It's not, okay? Another thing, because it's within a marriage setting, his sexual energy or his energy as a man isn't wasted, but it's rather recycled, okay? So if a man is going around banging all these chicks, these random chicks practicing fornication, his energy is being shot out to all these different women. He's giving away his strength to women. And it's not being returned back to him because they're not married to him. They're not bringing back value. They're not working for him. They're not in close proximity to him. So he's wasting his energy. But when he's having sex with his own women within his home family, it's recycling back. Everybody's being blessed. Everybody's benefiting. Okay. So you rather your man just go around and be a fornicator or have wives that you know that where he's being energized every time he has an orgasm with these women, and that energy is being passed back around and recycled within the family. So that's the sex thing. Okay. So stop tripping about the sex stuff. All right. Number four here is, it's another thing women have a hang up on. He won't have time for me, for the wives and the children. He won't have time. I've seen this argument thrown at men all the time. You ain't got time for all them kids. You got 12 kids. How you got time to take care of each one of them? How you going to give them that fatherly quality time? How you going to do that? How you going to give them time if you got all them kids? You can't do that. They actually make you think that all these polygynists of all these, for all these centuries, they somehow just didn't have time for their children. One guy had 60 daughters in the Bible. 60 daughters. But somehow he didn't have time for them. You know, because he's doing something wrong. See, this is people just hating on polygyny and not understanding how family works. First thing here is this. There's a difference between quality time and quantity. Okay? You don't need to spend all this time with your children. You don't need to spend every day, all your time with your woman either. Your woman got something to do. She's working on the business, working on the household, whatever the case. All right? And just ask these polygynists and their families how they do it. I encourage you, and I'm going to have some book recommendations at the end of these talks, at the end of this sermon, this series of discussions on polygyny. But these people are online. They got YouTube channels. Talk to them. Email them. How was this done? How are you able to take care of? And they'll tell you. All right. This is not a handicap to where now children are being neglected and wives are being neglected. So you can't practice polygyny. All right. Polygyny is a team effort. So you got wives operating, taking care of children. They're passing down the instructions from the man. All right. So a lot of what they get from the wives is coming from the man. OK, he instructs the wives on a certain way to teach the child. And then the child is being instructed basically by the father, but through the mother. Now, when it comes to affection and time for the wives, once again, you got 14 wives. How are you supposed to actually give the attention and time? Look, it can be done. You don't need that much. That's all I'm saying. Okay. See, women think that the man's supposed to just be with them like most of the time, up under them, and just, you know, that's the gynocentric thing that's going on here today, where a man got to be giving all his time and attention to a woman. A man got stuff to do. He's not going to be spending all his time with a woman. All right. And I know I'm not the best of one to explain all this, but I encourage you just to look at some of these polygynist families. Okay. How are they actually doing this? All right. But I will say this, that wives will be given what they need by a righteous man, and they won't be neglected. And then also the whole thing about women saying, well, my man's supposed to be, there's some gynocentric programming makes women think that men are for them. And how is he going to take care of me and my needs and this, that, and the other? And she's just focused on herself and not thinking, wait a minute, you know, she was actually created for him. So you should be thinking about how you can take care of him. And if all the wives are doing that, they will, by default, be taking care of themselves. But if you focus on yourself and I want most of the attention, I want all his time and all this kind of stuff, then you're going to be unhappy because you're not going to get that. And there's another thing that they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So I believe a lot of some of the problems in marriages today is because married couples, they spend too much time in proximity to each other. Y'all need to space this out. Don't see each other for a few days. You know, go back to those days when you used to date, when you didn't live with each other, when you seen them maybe twice a week and you anticipated seeing them, and the interactions you had between each other. That's kind of how it would be in a polygynous family. The man is not going to be sleeping with every wife every night. He may see her once or twice a week. That's good enough because that sustained you when you were dating. Remember? The anticipation of seeing that person, and you would think about them the rest of the week. You would maybe get a few texts or calls or whatever, but generally you would only see them twice a week or something like that, maybe even once a week. That's good enough to sustain a relationship, a happy relationship. You ain't got to be in the house all the time. You ain't got to wake up and see them every day. You know, it's not about that. But they put people together so much to where they lose all the, people get too common and they just like, this person again. And that's where marriages tend to go down, because they just keep seeing each other every day. It's everything gets common and just simple, and nothing, the highlight of the person kind of goes away, you know. But when you got multiple wives, you got limited time with each one, that you get the best out of each person, and you don't have to see all the insides and the inner outs of everyday life with each person. You don't have to get involved in that. And things seem to be fresher. That's why a man can run multiple wives like that. You know, he's not trying to sleep with each one. He's not trying to sleep, lay up with each one and wake up with each one every day. And he can't do that. And certainly they're not going to be in one big bed. You know, like, obviously that's not the case. We're talking about multiple concurrent marriages. That means separate relationship with each woman. A marriage, once again, is not consisting of more than one woman. It can only be one woman and one man. So certain women will have sex with the man on certain nights. Certain women will have their dates where they go out with the man on certain nights. And they got a man. And they all know each other. And it's, I encourage you guys, like I said, my last post on this about polygyny, I want you to look at some of these books. I want you to follow some of these channels, all right? And really look at it from a perspective of how these people are living, because they can, it's done. It's been done. The people of God of old, they did this, okay? It was a normal thing. Another thing that women say, and this is the last thing that women have a hang up on, am I not enough? And I've heard people, women cry to me and email me, talk about their husbands is, you know, why am I not enough? Why would he want other women and stuff like that? Well, I'm going to give you the benefits of polygyny in my next sermon, but let me answer that question. Contrary to songs and movies, you are not superwoman. You are not enough. Women in this gynocentric programming think they are everything to a man. And all these songs will make a man think that this woman is everything to him. And the song will be, he'll sing it back to the woman. You're everything. You're my awesome. You're my everything. No, you're not. Ladies, you come with unique skill sets. You bring a certain value to the family and to that man. But you're not every woman. You can't bring everything to him. Every woman has different skill sets, assets, and value to the man. And certain things women, just certain women can't bring to the table. That's just not who she is. She lacks in that area, and she can't be built up in that area. It's just absent and it won't be there. That's who she is. Okay. Women are helpmates. All right. So one woman can help a man in this area. Another woman can help a man in another area. If every woman was all women, or they had everything for a man, then monogamy would be the norm. God would have established it and said, look, your woman has everything you need. Everything you want and everything you need is in that one woman. So therefore, if you get another woman, you are greedy and you are, it's forbidden and you can't do it. And then he'll make a law against it. You know, say you can't have multiple wives. But we all know that women have certain skill sets and abilities and value that they bring to the table. But all of them are not alike. They have different things. And so you can't say to yourself, I'm superwoman. I'm not enough. You know, asking all these questions. Yes, you're not enough. You are not enough. You are one woman with certain skill sets, but you lack in other areas, and there's nothing that you can do about it. All right. So this is why another wife would be helpful. So that's all I got for you today. Till next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.